Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise. Let it rise. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise. 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 Let it rise.
Welcome to Grace Nurture. I am John Marshall, your host for today. Today is Tuesday, September the 13th. It is a day the Lord has made, and I have chosen to be glad and rejoice there in it. And I trust that you have made that same decision. Don't let anything or anyone take away your joy. We are just thankful that you have taken the time to be a part of our program for today. Thank God for that. Remember, this and every program is archived. If you'd like to listen later, just visit the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/Grace Nurture. And you can listen to this program again and all other previous programs. Tell your friends and neighbors, even your enemies, let them take advantage of this wonderful spiritual opportunity. And for tomorrow, I need your help. Invite one person, just one person, and encourage them to be a part of the nurturing session tomorrow. Now remember, this is Tuesday. Every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Solomon University is on the air. And that number is 818-475-9215. I will give that to you again at the end of the program. However, you can go on the website, solomonuniversity.org, and get all of the contact information and be a part of this great study learning session. Tonight, we will be addressing one of Steve Harvey's strawberry letters. It's a doozy. You don't want to miss that. We're going to take the letters that he responded to and give a biblical, spiritual response to the dilemmas that people find themselves in. You do not want to miss this program tonight. We're taking the wisdom of God and helping people to apply it to their everyday issues of life. That's what Solomon University is about. Now, let's turn our attention to Grace Nurture. Grace Nurture is about giving you information and nurturing you every morning at 7 o'clock so that you'll be able to deal with all of the adversities of the day and you'll be able to fly through with winning colors. On yesterday, we began to talk about prayer. We defined prayer. And today we're going to talk about some precautions for prayer. if you have the opportunity of getting your Bible, then go ahead and get your Bible and tune in, or rather turn over, to Matthew chapter 6, Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 6, and that's the scripture we'll read, and then we'll share some information about precautions for prayer. Here's what the Bible says. When you pray, you are not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that they may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Many have incorrectly called this prayer the Lord's Prayer. This really is not the Lord's Prayer, but there is a Lord's Prayer in John chapter 17, verses 1 through 26. That's Jesus' prayer. But rather, this is a model prayer. As a matter of fact, Jesus could have never prayed this prayer for himself because, number one, he owed no debts and he had no sins to be forgiven of. And this prayer acts to forgive us of our debts and forgive us of our sins. In other words, he told his disciples how they should pray. Now, he was not just giving them the words that they could memorize and then go quote those words, but rather he was telling them to pray in this manner. All right, this prayer then served as a model for his disciples. So using this model prayer, he taught his disciples how to pray, and then we will observe this model. There are some things that we can learn also. First, Jesus encountered some hypocrites who prayed ineffective prayers. The word hypocrite came from a Greek compound word that means to judge under. It literally carries the idea of a play actor, a person who assumes the identity of another person and then projects himself as if he was that individual, which is really what people do in the movies and in theater, assume the identity of another and attempt to behave as if they are that person. Therefore, that word play actor is that same word, hypocrites. So the people in the context that Jesus is talking about, they hid their true identity and assume the identity of another. These hypocrites behave as if they were religious play actors. They dressed up in a prayer life, assumed the identity of the people of God, though they themselves resided within the domain of Satan. That made them a hypocrite. These hypocrites prayed ineffective prayers and hosted an invalid purpose for their praying. They prayed to be seen by men. Now, isn't that an invalid reason to pray? They stood in the synagogues and on the corners. Why did they do that? To increase their visibility? Interestingly, they reached their goal and achieved their reward because Jesus told his disciples they have their reward in full. Well, what were they praying for? They were simply praying to be seen by men, and they accomplished their objective. They were seen by men while they were standing on the street corner. Jesus never opposed standing to pray, but he did oppose standing just to be seen. Nor did he prohibit praying publicly. The scriptures encourage us to pray publicly. The Apostle Paul insisted that public prayers be understandable for those who are listening. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 13 through 16. But these hypocrites prayed publicly what should have been prayed privately. Jesus also encountered not only some of the Jewish hypocrites who were praying just to be seen publicly, he encountered some Gentiles who prayed not only invalid prayers, but ineffective prayers. In this context, the Gentiles were those who were unconnected to the people of God. These Gentiles prayed ineffective prayers because they followed, and pay close attention to this, an invalid procedure. For praying, they used meaningless repetition. Listen to Jesus. And when you're praying, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many prayers. Matthew 6 and verse 7. Meaningless repetitions weren't meaningless simply because they were repeated. They were meaningless because they were void of spiritual substance. We'll talk about that concept in a few programs in the upcoming days, because many people can end up being guilty of praying a prayer that is empty of spiritual substance. You may just pattern your prayer. You may say what someone else say and do not have a clue why they are saying it. And when they say it, they shouldn't have been saying it. So their prayers were void of spiritual substance. These Gentiles thought that God would hear them because of the quantity of their words rather than the quality of their words. Now notice very carefully what the prohibition is and notice what it is not. Jesus never prohibited repetition within prayer. He never prohibited repeating the same prayer. He even repeated himself in prayer. And he, talking about Jesus, left them, went away, and prayed a third time, saying the same thing once more. Matthew 26 and verse 44. So Jesus prayed the third time, and he said the exact same words. So obviously it's not repetition that he is prohibiting. Jesus opposed not the repetition of their prayer, but the repetition of the insignificance of their prayer. As a matter of fact, not only did he oppose it the second and the third time they say it, he was opposed to it the first time they say it. Here's some questions you need to ask yourself. Why am I praying? Question number two, how am I praying? Question number three, is my prayer consistent with the prayer principles that I have learned from the Word of God? My friend, if you want to learn to pray, stop listening to other people first and look at the Bible. The Bible teaches us how to pray. Your prayers say something about your characterization of God. Historically, the people of God prayed as they characterized him. Hezekiah and David requested divine intervention of God in accordance with how they characterized his sovereignty. 2 Kings chapter 19 and 1 Chronicles chapter 29. Honor the precautions, but state your true concerns and feelings to God. It's okay to complain to him, because to him, complaining to him doesn't destroy who he is, but remember to praise him as well. Go ahead, raise the questions that are in your heart. Attempt to bargain with him. Try to influence him. He understands. He's not weary of you overpowering and convincing him to do what he has not decided to do. My friend, there are some precautions for prayer. Pay close attention to the things of Scripture, and you will learn how to pray. In one of our upcoming sessions, we're going to be talking about how to develop a prayer that God will always hear. You cannot afford to miss that. We are so thankful that you are with us today. If you have a prayer request, just dial number one on your phone, and I will see your hand go up, and we will bring you in to state your prayer. If you have a prayer request, just raise your hand and we will see that and bring you in. All right, since there are no special prayer requests today, let's pray. God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have granted to us to come into your very presence and to offer the very thoughts on our heart. We thank you for the nurture that's found within your holy word. May the things about prayer lift us up today, and may we not fall into the trap of the hypocrites and the Gentiles who prayed invalid and ineffective prayers. God, help us to realize that we're talking to you and you are listening. God, we honor you as God. We love you as God. You have loved us and you have given us your word. Lead us, love us today, and make us a light for the world. In Jesus' name, we ask it all. Amen and amen. We're thankful you've been with us today. Remember, tonight at 9 o'clock p.m., Solomon University, 818-475-9255.
And the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise. 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 Let it rise.
Let the glory of the Lord rise among the glory.
Let the glory of the Lord
let it rise
among
the praises around. Let it rise.
Rise among us,
let it rise.
Let it rise.
Let it rise.